What's it called again?
The Gulf Abides.
The Gulf Abides. All right, so this episode of The Gulf Abides is brought to you by Lil Root. You can find me at soundcloud.com/Lil Root.
You're listening to The Gulf Abides with Shanti Fury
and Ryan Eaton.
The Gulf Abides
with Shanti Fury
and Ryan Eaton.
The Gulf Abides
with Ryan Eaton and Shanti Fury. The Gulf Abides.
We did that part already. Let's start the show. Hello, hello.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to another episode of The Gulf Abides.
Yeah, we're back. Our guest this week is Muhammad.
Hi, I'm Muhammad.
Muhammad, you got a SoundCloud, right?
Yeah, I do have SoundCloud, yeah.
What's your SoundCloud?
Lil Root. That's me.
Lil Root. R-U-U-T?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Nice. So this is an interesting one, an interesting episode for me because you're the first guest we've had that I don't personally know.
All right.
So it'll be good for me to hone my interviewing skills with you.
Cool.
Your name's Muhammad. You got a SoundCloud. What do you... And this is a very generalized question that you can take any direction you want. Okay. What do you do?
What do I do? I do a lot, man. I do a lot. Like, in music, I'm not really trying to, like, brand myself as anything just other than as an artist. Because if I put myself in a box, and I can't really experiment with different sounds. So I just like to make music. I'm really into skateboarding. Love spending money on clothes. Love tiny things.
Tiny things? Define that for me. What do you mean, like, you love tiny things?
Like tiny figurines, like statues.
Okay. How small are we talking about?
Like, the smallest thing I own is probably the size of a fingernail. It's a tiny rat I stole from Goodwill.
Have a you tiny seen rat?
Yeah. It's, hold on, I have a picture of it. It's very small.
While you're pulling that up, have you seen the artist that does... he does lead pencil sculptures. Like, he does sculptures fully on the tip of a lead pencil.
No.
Oh, man, that stuff's wild.
Yeah. He uses, like, X-Acto blades and gets in there and does, like,
tiny Alice in Wonderland or a cathedral. Yeah.
Or I've seen one where it was the end of the pencil turned into chain links.
That's insane.
So he went out and carved out the middle of all of them, made the links.
It's wild for sure.
Yeah, I've seen all kinds of stuff like that with the pencil leads. Like a tiny skeleton key on the end of a pencil.
That's insane.
Excuse me. Sorry. So, but mainly you consider yourself a musician?
Yes, sir.
Right on. How long have you been doing that for?
About 2 months. I tripped on mushrooms and decided I want to make music.
Oh, all right. So we're catching you early in your career. I like that. Yeah. You heard it here first. I did have a chance to listen. You have four tracks?
Yeah, out right now. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Are you involved with anybody else's music, or do you just do your own stuff?
I've been on a few features. People are asking me to do music with them, so I've been. I've done a song with After Party. I've done...
Okay, because they showed up on... Mm-hmm. I searched you, too, so that's why I was curious. If you, so did you... do vocals with them, or do you do any of the, like, production side stuff,
so
beats or anything like that?
Actually, my roommate is a part of them, and he's my producer.
Okay.
So, the song that we did together is called Tied In, and I tripped on mushrooms that day, and I was like, dude, it's just so bright in here. And then I wrote down the hook, his eyes bright, I think it's psilocybin, and then he was like, well, now, let's hop in the booth, and we did it, fucking made a banger.
Yeah, I like that song.
It's so sick. I love it a lot.
Do you want to talk about your mushroom trip experience?
Yes.
Just get into it. Wow. One thing, just don't set that down. Sorry, because these mics pop real loud. Tell us about your trip and your experience.
Well, the first thing I realized is, like, my hands are just really just there. Because I was just like, because everything's just so bright, so pretty. You just, like, I feel like with mushrooms... you see instead of look, because I feel like I just do a lot of looking around, but when I trip, I just see things. Like, not really like trip, but just see things for what they are.
Sure.
And it's just very clear, vivid, bright, and I love the nature and stuff, like the trees, they wave at you, and ant beds are insane. Like, they just, like, everything's just breathing.
you're basically talking about my first mushroom experience right now. Mine was at night, so the stars were very bright and very colorful, but I did see trees waving at me.
Yeah.
One that grew up to like 100 feet tall while I was looking at it, and then I did sit in an ant bed at a, in a church parking lot, and that was the turning point of the evening. Wow, let's just say it wasn't that fun.
Well, one time I was tripping, and I looked at my hands, and it looked like I had hundreds of fingers on each of my hands, and I couldn't do anything but just rub my eyes and try to, like, rub away
like a cartoon
the
trip.
Yeah, and my friends made fun of me. They were like, "Look at him doing the, like, trying to rub the drugs out of his face, out of his system, through his eyeballs."
Yeah, it's hard to stop it once it starts and gets up there.
Yeah, I haven't had any, like, I really enjoy microdosing more than anything. I've tripped, even the most I've taken at a time. I get really good fucking mushrooms. So, like the less you, the last time I tripped, I had a really good one. There were penis envies. I took about 0.7. Mm-hmm. And the trip lasted from, like, 5 to maybe, like, 2 a.m. And
5 at night till 2 in the next morning. Yeah,
it was insane. It was so sick. Like,
and you said that was a microdose or a full dose?
Well, the the guy who grew them told me, like, if I want to see visuals and get, like, a good experience, take 0.8 to 1 gram. He said they're very strong, don't overdo it. I was like, bet.
Well, it's always good to follow your guy's advice.
It is, kind of yeah. And then my cousin who I was with, he was like, it was his first time, so he took more than me. I was like, dude, if he told you and then I listened and you didn't, I was like, you know. So I...
How'd your cousin do?
He liked it a lot. He liked it a lot.
Yeah.
He did see a little bit more than me. I think the most, like, amazing thing I've done during mushrooms is watch a Travis Scott music video. I can't remember the name of it.
The thing on Fortnite?
No. It's...
that thing's awesome. Have you seen that?
No.
Travis Scott did a Fortnite concert in Fortnite.
I saw... Gigantic. I saw, like people recording it on Twitter and, like...
Oh, yeah.
Like that. So that was insane. But it's a music video where it's like claymation,
mm-hmm.
and it's just, holy shit, it's so sick. Like, because you just saw every bit of detail that went into it. Because I watched it when I wasn't tripping, and it didn't look as good as it was when I tripped. Like,
dude, there's this show called Off the Air that I watch when I'm fucked up, and it's like, it's meant to be watched by drug people, I assume, because I've tried to watch it without it, and it's not fun to watch it. But it's like old VHS looking digitalization mm-hmm. of the screen going on, and it'll just transfer from thing to thing, and they always have themes like patterns or liquid or fire or smoke or whatever, but it follows the theme, and they're only like 15 minutes, like all the Adult Swim stuff.
Sure.
But like you were saying, it was just like not fun to watch when you're not messed up.
My favorite thing to watch that maybe is abnormal, or maybe it's normal, I don't know, but Planet Earth. Like,
oh my God! Right? Yes. Listen.
You woke up all our listeners.
When you're okay, so I don't know what it is about, like, planet, like any type of nature videos and listening to EDM with it. I feel like every time the EDM drops, like, that's when, like, the animals do something fucking crazy.
The mixture of music and video that weren't intentionally meant to be together was always super fun.
It's so sick.
In those scenarios, especially when you just, like, we used to leave Cartoon Network or Adult Swim on in the background and just have music playing, and you're just walking around the room, and then all of a sudden you turn and, you know, a metal song comes on and there's two cartoon characters battling in some sort of a situation. And I don't know, man. It was just super fun when things sync up like that.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your motivation for doing music? Like, what makes you want to do music?
I want to be a rock star.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Fame?
No.
Not fame.
No, I just want... I've come to the realization that I'm already well known enough. And it's gonna happen with, like, the more I advance in music, the more, like, the songs I put out, because I'm getting a lot of attention, and which is sick because I'm just starting out. But I'm more focused on just having fun with it and putting out good content.
Sure.
So, and I just want to be a rock star, honestly.
Yeah.
Just live the life.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, I'm going to walk it back a little bit.
Yeah.
We've been talking about, we started doing the podcast again because we, you know, had some spare time on our hands with the quarantine and all that stuff. So we're always interested to hear about our guests' experiences with the lockdown or whatever form of, I mean, like, what do you do for work? Were you affected by this at all?
Yeah. So when it first happened, I was, I had two jobs. I always try to have two jobs, but I was a server. And I worked at a law firm downtown, and I lost both of those. So I just started
Where were you a server?
Sky's Pizza.
Oh, I love that place.
Me too.
Love that place. They make good pie.
They really do. I actually went there today.
Nice. They make a pizza so big you can't put it in your car.
It's true. We
it's,
do.
It's difficult. Yeah. I'm lucky I have a big van. I've had to put it in the back of the van before. Well, so you lost those gigs.
Mm-hmm.
Are you working again now?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Are you back at Skies or the law firm, or do you have something new going on?
I have, so Skies doesn't have hours to give right now, mm-hmm. so I'm just patiently waiting for stuff to slowly get back to normal, whatever. You know,
whatever that's
yeah,
going to be.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Whatever that means. And I've been doing, like, I've always done resale, like clothes, sneakers, stuff like that. Okay. And
so you have a, do you have a, where do you do your second? You have a secondhand.
Yeah, I do mostly through thing. Instagram or like reseller apps like Grailed, Depop, stuff like that.
Okay,
but I mostly try to do it through Grailed, just because that's where the money is. I really haven't sold anything recently.
I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with this culture at all. So fill us in.
That's a reseller app.
Yeah, it's called Grailed.
I'm familiar with like sneakerheads. Mm-hmm. Is that kind of the vibe of something like that?
Essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I really haven't done it in a while, just because I usually resell Supreme, but in my opinion, they just haven't really been putting anything out worth me spending money on. And then
sure.
overcharging some 14, 16-year-old kid in fucking California. So it's just like, because if it's not cool to me, I wouldn't sell it.
You know?
I'm not going to spend my money on it just because it's the name of something that I like.
Sure.
So I really haven't bought anything unless like personal shit. It's like a bag or hat or something like that.
Right on.
But yeah, I sell shoes mostly, and that's what keeps my bills paid.
Right on. So do you just find good deals on them, clean them up, used ones, or are you doing new stuff?
No, yeah, mostly dead stock. I do have I have sold a few used ones, but I really don't clean them up. I just want them as is.
It's, lived in.
It's the streetwear hype beast type culture thing. Like, if they want it, then I'll give it to them. They don't really care. They just want it for the name, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
But the older I get, the more further away I'm getting from, like, a bunch of fucking logos on my shirt. Like, the other day, I was wearing blue jeans and, it's just a graphic tee. I was like, I look like I'm fucking 7 years old. It's like, time for me to grow up.
Continually evolving your style. I like that.
Yeah.
So we have a little saying on the show. What the show is about is mm-hmm. Doers, makers, movers, and shakers. So out of those things, a doer, a maker, a mover, a shaker, which combination of those do you consider yourself?
All right. So
take your time.
You said doers, makers. What was it again?
Doers and makers.
Okay.
Movers and shakers. So mover and shaker can kind of be the same thing, like somebody who's just always
Definitely always moving, definitely. Got ADD, so I'm fucking constantly doing something.
Well, it sounds like it's got to be a bit of a hustle to do the clothing thing,
yeah.
The shoe thing.
Yeah, it is. It's annoying at times. Like, sometimes you're better than others. So I'm definitely always on the move, always on the go. And I like doing shit, so I'm guessing I'm definitely a doer.
Right on.
Doer.
So the music career started during quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
So do you attribute the pandemic? Do you give any credit to the shutdown for that? I mean, would you have had the time
not at all. So
trip on mushrooms and decide to be a musician?
Oh, I always have time. I love my M&M's, my marijuana mushrooms. Those are my favorite.
Okay, all right.
Definitely my choice of anything, pretty much.
Was that you said it was your first time on shrooms?
Yeah, my first time, yeah. And
damn, so your first time on shrooms, you decided to do music.
Yeah.
And followed through with it.
Mm-hmm. It's really just, I don't know, like mushrooms. Good for you. Just like,
my first time on mushrooms, I decided to watch Static on a TV for 6 hours. That was about it.
I don't follow through on anything. I had a lot of crazy ideas, and they all fell asleep with me.
So that speaks to your internal, you're maybe just actually a motivated person, kind of bursting at the seams with new energy.
If something catches my attention, like, then I want to, like, because I have a lot of ideas, I just don't ever, like, follow through, and I was like, man, fuck that, I'm doing it. So as soon as I did it, I wrote down a hook, because I used to always, like, come up with shit in my head, but I'd forget it. So I started, like, if I have an idea, I get my, I get on my phone and then record the type of beat I want. So I do, like, I'd say, Kai, this is what I want. I go, make the words with my...
Sure, yeah.
Make the beat with my mouth, and then he'd get it done, and it was insane. And I'd come up with the hook, and then, like, that night, we'd usually make the hook, and then...
That's got to be an interesting feeling, conceptually, being able to just say, you know, do some sort of a beatbox or something like that, and have somebody be able to interpret what you want.
Yeah, it's insane. Super talented. Very lame.
There's a band called A Wilhelm Scream that has a lot of guitar parts, and apparently the one of the singers, that's how he records the things. He'll hop out of the van and just be like, and then get back in the van, and then later on, like, they'll figure it out on the guitar. Yeah,
that's right, sick.
Do you know what the term Wilhelm Scream comes from?
Yeah.
Okay. If you don't know.
I can't do it.
It's that scream that you hear in almost every single movie. It's like a almost cartoonish, but it's a scream of somebody like falling off the cliff.
And it's like that.
It's very specific. If you heard it, you'd be like, oh, that thing that I hear in everything. But yeah, the Wilhelm Scream is a often used Foley sound in film and television.
It's a very specific scream.
Yeah.
But that band is sick. They're like a punk rock thing.
Hell yeah.
Speaking of other bands, who are you inspired by? Who do you look up to in that world?
I don't know about you guys. I went through a bit of a scene phase, and I think it never died. I just kind of like evolved it into my own. But so definitely like it really got me into, like, because I really didn't listen to rap until, like, my senior year of high school. So I was always, like pop punk emo. So, like, Cute Is What We Aim For, Death Cab for Cutie, Panic at the Disco, My Chemical Romance, fucking not Pierceville. I always forget their name. But it was before Falling in Reverse, Ronnie Radke was in. Fuck. Can't remember. I know it when I see it, but I can't think of it on top of my head.
I don't know much about that vein of music.
I recognize Death Cab.
That's oh, and also Broken Side. God damn it, cannot forget them.
So
now I know all of them up till you get to Ronnie Radke. I've heard so many bad stories.
Oh yeah, you guys try not to.
I don't really participate in Radke worship.
Do you see yourself doing music in that vein, or is that kind of a thing that's part of your...
Yeah, so it's definitely part of my inspiration. Because I say rock star, not necessarily meaning, like, alternative, just, like, high-energy music, you know? Like, that's what I want to put out. Like, stuff that makes you want to push your friends or punch them in the face, but you still like them at the end of the day. Or, like, stuff you can dance with a girl to or a guy or anyone with, you know, just fucking feel-good music.
Sure.
So, like, just like that rock star lifestyle, you know?
Yeah, man.
So,
do you have any plans to do any kind of, I know it's early days for you, but any kind of gigs around town?
Absolutely, yes.
Talk to anybody who does, who puts shows together yet?
I have. Not necessarily in Pensacola, but further down south, like in Tampa. I've talked to a few people down there. There's a few people. I'm going to do a music video, hopefully next week, for 777 Freestyle.
You're just jumping right in.
Yeah.
Do it. I love it.
Yeah. I met with a really talented guy with a good ear for music when I was in Atlanta this previous weekend. And he told me that he never has heard a sound like mine. And he said to keep up with it. And I wasn't going to do the music video until like next month. But he said the song sounds like it needs a music video. Like the way that it's just like so upbeat. Like the flow, like the catchiness of the song. It's like, fuck yeah, I agree. Because it sounds like you hear the song and it sounds like you're watching it.
Which track was that?
777 Freestyle.
Okay, I like that one a lot. Yeah.
Thanks.
So do you have a concept already put together for the video? Or?
Yeah, I think so.
You don't have to tell us if you don't want to. We have 13 listeners, so...
No, give us the treatment.
Give us the scoop.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be starring my dog in it, because he's so fucking cool.
Zeke. What kind of dog is he?
Yeah, I'm always...
Show him.
He's a little bit peely right now.
Oh, I've seen that work on Chauncey's Instagram. He's very cute.
I did that.
Thanks, Chauncey. You're welcome. Yeah, he's a Chihuahua mixed with Rat Terrier.
Energy.
Yeah.
Ball of energy, I'm imagining.
God damn right.
Right on. So you got your dog starring in the video. What's he going to be doing? Anything in particular?
Well, I'm going to try to make him poop, because in the hook, there's like I say, I'm really with the shits, and I'm going to be, you know, hopefully he can poop on camera. He's not poop shot. And I'm going to be doing that. He's going to be just in the front seat and with me. I rap about having a Honda Civic a lot, because I'm not embarrassed of it. It's a great car. It gets me from point A to point B. 46 miles per gallon.
No, like, wonderful car. Very dependable.
Yeah.
Low cost to fix.
I've owned one in the past.
This is a great car.
It took me $15 to fill up today.
Oh, yeah. That is the dream, man. The probably maybe one of the most universal benefits to humanity, or at least in the United States, through the pandemic, what had to have been the dramatic decrease in fuel costs.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to drive a big van for work,
mm-hmm.
and it used to cost me 60, 65 bucks to fill up, but now it's, yeah, man, it's 40, and it feels good.
Shit. Hell
it feels
yeah.
good. But it's always nice to fill up the wife's car for 20 instead.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, Chloe's car is a Honda Accord, so it's got a bigger tank, but it's still cheap to fill it up right now.
Oh, yeah. I've always liked Accords. I've always just gone with Civics. It just rolls off the tongue, you know, Honda Civic.
Damn, yeah.
Guy's got a Civic? Yeah, I do.
Yeah. There's a lot of enthusiasts out there in the Honda world.
Yeah.
That get really serious about, especially the older little Honda hatchbacks and stuff mm-hmm. like that. It's a culture for sure.
It is. They're just very dependable. I have a millionaire uncle who can probably afford, like, a few Lamborghinis, but he only drives Hondas. That's just, he's always...
Smart man.
Yeah.
Conservative. I like it.
Yeah, why though? Spend that money.
I guess you're right. Don't be a dragon. Don't sit on your wealth, but at the same time, spend it on what you spend it on the good things.
Let it go and make some more.
There you go.
Your house is so cool.
Yeah, we were talking about all of Shunsi's art and taxidermy before we started the podcast. It's a heck of a room.
It is.
We should probably do a video podcast one of these days. Show it off a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I really like your knife holder.
My knife holder looks like a guy with knife stuck all through his body, like a crime scene chalk outline guy.
I always thought of it more of like a one of those a voodoo doll.
Oh yeah,
it's kind of like a voodoo doll with the knives all stuck in him.
That's it.
So you're getting back to your life as usual,
mm-hmm.
now that things are becoming the new normal. Tell me again where you said you got work again.
Yeah.
Where you at now?
I work at a bank, work at Regions.
Right on.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. You work as a teller?
Unfortunately not. Corporate America needed me, so I'm sitting there idly in a, you know, chair.
Cubicle.
No, yes, sir.
Got to pay the bills.
Got to, you know. Health insurance doesn't come with servers, so.
No, I know that. I've been in the food service industry most of my life, so I don't think I had insurance once, and I was in an office job, a corporate office job, but,
yep.
you know, then they fired me.
I've never worked at a job that had insurance.
It was the only one time
for never me. Never once my whole life.
You don't need insurance to be cool. Shaughnessy's living proof of that.
Yeah, I'm just going to die young.
That's the American dream.
Apparently it is these days.
Die younger.
Live fast, die young, leave a sexy corpse. Is
not
that what they say?
Not that young, though, is the thing. I know I'm like young to old people, but to old to young people.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm getting old. I'm only 25.
I was going to say, 25. How old are you?
Cause get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all right. 25 is a good year.
No, I had a life crisis at 25, a quarter life crisis, I
really?
Guess.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
When I turned 25, I just like, that's when I learned how to tattoo, but
oh,
I
true.
Just made a lot of changes in my life. I was hanging out with drug people and I turned straight edge. I just went through a whole thing.
That's sick.
I had to, though. I was in a bad place. I was doing meth.
That's insane.
Yeah. So
meth is for the early 20s and you just got to let it go.
Yeah. Yeah. I got into it for about a year and then luckily I was able to walk away from it because I started tattooing and became straight edge.
That's
See, I needed straight edge. A lot of people are just straight edge because it's cool
mm-hmm.
for the time being, but like I just needed that accountability and I found it.
That's fucking sick.
Yeah. It lasted 3 years and then the accountability was no longer needed.
I haven't been sober for 3 years in a row since I was 16, so... Been a minute.
I just started actually doing shit like when I was. I went and been smoking for about a year. I used to be. I wouldn't really classify myself as straight edge, but I just didn't do it because I had a really bad experience with it at first. You know, older brother type deal. Like, he was like, hey, smoke this or I'm going to drop you off in Warrington Village. I was like, well, I don't want that to happen. So, smoked my first blunt.
The lesser of two evils.
Yeah. And then I was thinking when I was like 14, didn't smoke again until I was maybe like. 24 and a half, and then because I got a concussion, was out of work for about 10 months, started smoking Help Me Sleep, still don't sleep, so if you guys need sleeping pills, I'm not selling them, but I'll give them to you. I started, let's see, after the first time I tripped, I really stopped because I was, alcoholism runs in my family, sure. Super bad on both sides, mom and dad, and I was like, the way I was drinking was just insane. So I tripped on mushrooms, and I just dug it out of myself to see what I was like why I was abusing alcohol. And so I went to AA for about 6 months. And
after the trip?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I just when I do drink or choose to drink, I just do things in moderation altogether. Like, I never get too drunk, I never get too high, I never trip too hard. I just do things because, everything's bad, but if you do it, in small amounts, it can be good, it can be fine, it can be a healthy experience. So that's what I took from it.
I can agree with that. I definitely had some substance abuse issues, and then psychedelics helped me get out of them as well. So I think there's value there that could probably use a couple of studies, some research, and maybe get some people straightened out. But
it does help.
Yeah, it shakes you out of your norm.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you see yourself a little bit. When I feel like, especially harder core drugs can really hide you from yourself, where you don't understand who you are. You think you've got it together, and then something like that snaps you out of it, and you can kind of be outside of yourself for a minute and say, "Look, where you found yourself, and it's not a good place," and can shake you up. So that's good.
Yeah, good stuff.
Good stuff.
You're listening to Drug Chat.
Drug Chat.
Welcome to recovery.
Celebrate recovery here with the Gulf Abides. What else? So we talked about quarantine, and obviously the other glaring thing going on in our world right now is George Floyd's death, and the kind of George Floyd's death was obviously a symptom. Yeah, we saw, and I don't know why it was his death specifically, but we saw something happen as soon as he died where people were outraged. Maybe it was because it was there's always some excuse, I feel like, when we see a video of a black man being killed by a police officer, well, he was doing this and he was resisting, and if he didn't resist. But with George Floyd, I feel like it was more black and white maybe than it ever. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think that it's always been a problem.
For sure.
But I think this is just a tipping point. I know
the one straw too many kind of thing, maybe?
Like, it was just been like, death after another death after another death. It really didn't matter, what they did. They just seemed to find it justifiable in some way. But I think this one was just the last straw.
I think it had nodes of Eric Garner.
And that
brought all that all right back, because after Eric Garner, everybody was super upset because that he wasn't doing anything. He was selling cigarettes.
Loose cigarettes, allegedly, George Floyd was allegedly trying to pass a fake $20 bill or something like that, which, sure, it's a crime, but I think maybe the other thing that surprises me is how unified I see people who I wouldn't expect to be in any way behind this cause being outspoken about how gross it was. Yeah. So I think it's nice to see a change. I hope that it moves forward.
Yeah, me too. I think this country definitely needs one. It's not, unfortunately, this isn't the first time or the last time it's going to happen, because more people are dying now. But I think that it's just an abuse of power. Every time I've been pulled over, cops are especially their hands are always on their guns. Mm-hmm. They never ask to see my license and registration. I remember the first time I was pulled over, it was in East Hill, and I was dropped. I just got done hooking up with the girl at Bayview.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Sex is cool. So, listeners, I have sex.
This man fucks, y'all.
Yeah.
deal with it.
So you got pulled over for what?
So we saw cops there after we finished our
our liaison. Rendezvous. Yeah.
Our love making in the back of my old faithful 99 Honda Civic, RIP to Rhonda.
No wonder you like Civic so much.
And so yeah, after that happened, I was driving around because we saw a cop pull up. I was, all right, well, time to dip. So I'm taking her back to her house, and then we see like more cops, and I was like, oh, that's weird. So then we drive to Steak and Shake, and then there's, at this point, there's four cops following us. We go to the Steak and Shake parking lot, go inside. We each get a drink. I got a Sprite. She got a cherry limeade. I was like, damn, that looks good. Can we trade? We did trade. So I got a cherry limeade. She ended up with a Sprite. We went back because we didn't see any cops because they didn't follow us to the parking lot. But then we went back towards her house, and I dropped her off, and I hit the stop sign, and then I get pulled over. I think it was 8 cops pull up.
Wow.
And they asked, like, where's the girl? What was that? And I was like, I took her back there. She's dropped off. Like they have, like, guns pointed at me. And then an officer who's a woman comes up to the door. She's like, hey, where's the girl? I was like, I just took her home. She lives back there. And I was like, did I do something wrong? And she was like, oh, well, we just had reports of someone breaking into cars. And I was like, I was like, oh, okay, well, I'm not. And they said, okay, well, drive safe. And then I was like, okay, well, I'm going to shit myself because you guys pointed guns at me and asked where the girl was. And you know, I was trying to kidnap someone. I was like, what the fuck?
It's interesting. If they were thinking that you had been breaking into cars, why were they so concerned with
about the girl? About the girl? Yeah, I have no idea. None. But I was like, fuck. And I think that was... I was 21. Yeah, around 21 that time. But they didn't ask me my license registration. They just, like I saw the lights. They actually blocked me off. So one car came up front, and I had two on the side. I don't know about, so they blocked me in completely. Guns drawn. And they asked, like, where's the girl? I was like, fuck.
So do you know, did you ever talk to the girl about
it? Yeah, I was like, fuck you, we're not hanging out anymore. No, bad luck.
I mean, did you ask her, like, if they came to her house or anything, mm-mm, looking for her?
No.
So they didn't really give a shit about the girl. No, they just wanted to check you out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout. Damn.
It's weird, you know, as a white male, I've been in trouble with the law enough, but, you know, that's not my, I have no experience.
Yeah.
Being pulled over for, like, it's always a headlight or speeding or, you know, whatever. I've never been pulled over for no reason. You know, I've heard the term driving while black is what that kind of sounds like to me.
I was definitely driving while black in East Hill past 10 p.m.
And East Hill, for those of you who don't know, is just kind of like a nicer, quiet neighborhood. Yeah, here in town.
They have signs that the I heart living in East Hill.
Yeah, that's a very trendy place to live in this city.
Very trendy, very hip.
So do you think some Karen somewhere called you in for driving around her neighborhood?
Maybe. I mean, that car. Man,
there's Rhonda.
Yeah, Rhonda.
Was Rhonda a little beat up?
No, but not to me. You know, she had all my favorite stickers on them. I had Legos glued to like the front dash. I hung up all my my tiny figurines, and there was a fat exhaust on it, and it was a great car. And
have you been pulled over like that many times since?
I have. After I got my newer Civic, I was living in my parents' neighborhood, which when I was growing up used to be very bad, like with problems like drugs, robbery, like shooting, shit like that. But they pretty much did a sweep and they never really calmed down. And after I got my car, I got pulled over 4 times in that week, and they asked me the same thing. I was like, is this your car? I was like, yeah. And I was like...
What was the car?
2016 Honda Civic.
So you got a nicer, newer ride. What was it brand new at 2016?
Okay. Yes, I bought it when it first came out. Yeah, so 2017 is when that car...
Right.
Yeah, so brand new. I was the first person to drive it, farting it, all that stuff. And
I've never had that. I've never bought a car that no one else has farted in.
So, I bet no car exists that somebody hasn't farted in.
That's probably true. Whoever drove it off the line. Yeah.
Yeah.
So was there ever any any other reason when they pulled you over? Did they ever, get you for speeding or?
No, because it was either going to either end of my street, going towards the stop sign, driving down. Because it's like the Ensley area. Mm-hmm. It's like 9 Mile and Airway, like by the football fields.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And one time they pulled, so first three times were at the end of my street. And the fourth time I had, God damn it, this fucking sucked. So it was my friend's birthday. I bought her a quarter of weed, and she left it in my car. And I was like, first of all, it's fucking rude because I bought you a quarter. Like, yeah, fuck you.
A nice gift.
And then, so, and it's her, like, so I was going downtown. I was going back downtown, and then I see cops behind me, so I was like, okay. And I see two of them because I was driving, and then they pulled out. And, I pull into a car wash. I was like, you know, I'm just going to wash my car. And then, like, and I pull in, and then that's when they turn the lights on. And I was like, okay, fuck. I was like, I'm okay. And then I look in the back seat. There it is. Fucking plain sight. Just, God damn it. She's just like, you know, a sack of weed in the back seat. I was like, fuck. And then the cops who pulled me over knew me by first name. They're like, oh, hey, Muhammad. Like, how's it going?
How do they know you by first name?
Because they were the same cops who pulled me over.
Because they pull you over all the time?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
And then he rolled down the window. I was like, I put the window down because I was blaring music. Oh, wow. You're bumping. I was like, yeah, I just headed downtown. I was like, and then he put the weed was good. He was like, how much weed do you have in the car? I was like, fuck. And then.
Because he smelled it.
So yeah. Shit. It was good. And, so I told them where it was. They detained me. They searched me. And as he was searching, so my hands were behind my back. He was searching me, and then he said, don't reach for my gun. And I was like, fuck. Like right then and there, I was like, fuck, dude. I was like, I didn't want to, but I felt a tear coming down my face. And then I was like, I asked the cop if I was going to die or not. And he said, no. I was like, okay. So then he put me in the back of the car. Jeez. They like tore like my car apart. And like they let me out, and they were like, so they said, long story short, I didn't get arrested, didn't get a ticket, didn't get anything like that, but they made me step on the weed, and they told me that they were like, I'm not going to send you to jail for some pussy amount of weed. I was like, we're not looking for, like, you know, grams. We're trying to find pounds. We're not trying to keep this stuff off the street. If you're going to do this, stay at home, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, and then since I was at the car wash, I thought this was kind of funny. He said, wash your car. It's dirty as shit. And I just laughed. I was like, okay. And they left. And I didn't wash my car. I was like, fuck you. I'm not going to wash my car. I'm leaving.
Nobody tells me that.
To this day, I still never wash my car.
Fuck car washes. But yeah, that was the last encounter I've had with the police.
That's interesting. I mean, it sounds like a success story in some ways. I mean, I've gotten away with a lot, but lots of people aren't as fortunate as you or I in this case. But
yeah,
that's wild. Did they give you a reason for why they initially pulled you over?
Mm-mm.
No probable cause?
No.
No. Driving while black again.
Yeah.
Well... So, we're talking about police stuff. I mean, do you have an opinion on reform or changes that should be made? Or, like, how do you see it as a person of color?
I feel like they don't have enough training. Like, mm-hmm. they have the training to deal with certain situations, but not with all of them. And, like, there's no, like... I feel like they could do... They could... go more in depth in training people. I feel like they're trained to profile, and I feel like they should change their training completely just because, like, they're looking for someone to pull over, and 98% of the time that person's going to be brown.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they should, you know, there's a racial bias in the – and just in all police, like, across the U.S. But
I mean, I drove a minivan – When I drove a minivan, mm-hmm. I never, ever got pulled over in it, no matter what. Because white in minivan is not going to make them any money on citations, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's wild.
I don't think all cops are bad, but until, but you know, like if it's like the fucking like trickle effect. If one thing happens, then like it's just like, you know, it kind of paints the whole picture as just shitty. And like not all cops are bad, but most of them are. And that's just what I've seen, what I've experienced in that.
I think you have. I'm not trying to defend the police. I actually think we should defund the police and invest heavily in our communities more with community services. But, you know, when you get into talking about that kind of stuff, there's always, like, police organizations have agencies that different agencies are run differently by different... by the way the person wants to run them, you know, based on what the community tells them they need. And I think that there's good agencies that maybe, like, and I actually think Pensacola is one of them. I just from knowing the handful of people that I know, I think that they really do try. They were quick to fire the kid at the Tymar Crawford thing, and I know there's more they could do with that, but that has to do with the state's attorney choosing not to file charges. And I hope more comes about from that, you know, whether it's just more awareness of how to not profile based on thinking you smell weed is a terrible reason to kill somebody. But I think that the agencies have to be run proficiently by the people in charge. And so I think what you said with the trickle down effect is that when you have these people in charge of these agencies, the attitude trickles down that maybe brown people don't matter, you know, based on what the leadership espouses, you know.
There's I listen to a lot of true crime podcasts, and I forget the exact term, but it largely refers to women of color who are prostitutes being invisible victims. It's a victim that nobody cares about. And maybe there's some of that with, to an extent, the brown community, where people think, you know, those people in power think, nobody's going to mind if, you know, if they, you know, nothing's going to happen to me if, if this person, something happens, or nobody's going to question me because they have a record or a history or whatever with, you know, whatever. But yeah, bringing light to, and I think we're so lucky to live in an age where we all have everything in our pocket. Literally.
I agree.
You know, the resolution on these phones that we carry around is better than TV was 15 years ago, you know what I mean? So I think we're lucky to have that. And you know, would we even be having this conversation? Would anything be happening right now if the status quo, which is George Floyd dies with a knee on his neck, is murdered, and then the cops that are there lie about it, fabricate something, make it sound like he was resisting when we can plainly see in the video he's not. But if there hadn't have been a video and it was a cop's word versus the 17-year-old girl who filmed the video, if she wasn't able to film it, it would just been her word against theirs. And we give police officers such a benefit of the doubt in everything. And I almost feel like that might be one of our biggest problems. Like, you know, I don't know. I don't know how to. I don't know how we could ever change that, because we've built them up to be
heroes,
the good guys, the heroes, right? But, you know, and some of them are good guys, and some of them are heroes. But when good guys and heroes stand by and don't speak up, which, you know, I've watched enough gangster this and TV show that, and, you know, mobster movies and stuff, and it's just like, I know television isn't real, but, you know, life imitates art or whatever, so, or art imitates life, I don't remember which way it goes. But, yeah, I mean, not everyone's overtly bad, but if you're
allowing bad things to happen, then it makes you just as bad as the one who's guilty.
Yeah, I mean, like, how can you stand by, I think that a lot with the protests, and then you see the, you know, we've seen so many, we're protesting police brutality, and we've seen so much police brutality in response to the protesting.
Over 400. Over 400 cases of...
400 is... I don't have an exact count.
I saw a thing, that a document that was like, here are 400 cases of police brutality that have happened since all this started.
So I'll concede that maybe there are good cops out there, but if there's 400 cases of police brutality and we're watching them with our own eyes and we're seeing, let's call them the bad actors, mm-hmm. one or two of them committing the actual incidents, and then the hundreds or dozens around them marching with them, not breaking stride, sure. then that's not a good cop, in my opinion. And I, you know, the good cop, bad cop argument has been, you know, real on Facebook lately, and it's just like, I understand that there's good cops out there, but where are they? Because we're not seeing them in these videos. Why aren't those good cops coming forward and speaking out against stuff and mm-hmm. telling the truth? And but there's, I think there's like a,
those seem like bad agencies to me. Like, it seems like the whole agency from the top mm-hmm. is disgruntled with even having to listen to the public.
Right.
Cry about something.
They don't care. Yeah, they don't want to hear about
what you're just like, shut up. Yeah. Stop crying about anything.
You know, they call it the Fraternal Order of Police, and it is. It's a fraternity. It's a society where the people who are members look out for each other, which is, I'm sure, necessary to a degree in their line of work. But if you're sticking up for somebody who's doing something wrong, that's not a good thing. I guess that's obvious, though.
We should become Freemasons. Infiltrate from the beginning, from the inside.
My grandfather, my
I think everyone's grandpa is a Mason. I think it's just...
My great-grandfather was the 33rd degree Mason, which is like the highest.
Oh, shit.
My dad's got a bunch of memorabilia and stuff like that, but the story he tells that's the weirdest is my great-grandma and my great-grandfather owned the first television store that had color TVs in Maine.
Damn.
And a stranger to them walked into the building, said some cryptic phrase, and shook my grandfather's hand, and my grandfather sent him on his way with a brand new color TV for free.
So
he was in the thing with the hand. I don't know what they did.
Knuckles. He touched the right knuckle.
Touched the right knuckle and said the right phrase.
That's how it goes.
Get whatever you want.
Touch the right knuckle.
Jeez. So maybe you're right. Maybe we should get those free color TVs by becoming Freemasons. I don't know.
Yeah. Become a Mason. Get a free TV today.
TVs are so cheap nowadays. I'm sure.
Oh my god! I know. Free. I have a 70 in my bedroom from Amazon. I got it for like $235.
Wow, it's crazy.
70?
70. It's. I really didn't need a TV.
That's too big.
It is. It's huge.
Yeah. Well, we got to have our entertainment keep us occupied.
I'm still looking for the photo of the tiny rat, guys. I got sidetracked, but it's very small, and you guys have to see it.
No, I do want to see that. I want to see this tiny rat.
It's very small. But these topics are really good. And I'm.
Well, is there any other topic you'd like to... Anything else that you're passionate about or interested in that you want to educate us on?
Yeah, you're the guest here.
Well, okay, so I was... Oh, man. I don't... It's just really boned me out, guys.
That you can't find the rat?
That and... just my views on... All right, so today... It was just like, it was a good day. I'm just going to say it. I just don't like anal sex. It's really bums me out.
You're listening to anal sex talk.
It really just put me in a mood, you know?
Yeah.
Well, at least you know what you like and what you don't like.
I don't like it.
Well, now you know.
There was nothing going on my butt. Like, it wasn't me.
Either way.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
It's just not your thing.
Sounds like you don't like it either way.
I don't. It's just they're butts, you know?
Yeah.
It's a hard thing to get over, the butt.
It is, man. It is.
So you're passionate about not liking butt stuff.
Yeah.
What else are you passionate about other than the things we've talked about?
I really like clothes, and me and my best friend / brother-in-law, we have a clothing brand. We've only pretty much made stuff for us to see how people would react to it and if they like it, and they mm-hmm. love it. We just never got around to making stuff like...
When you say clothing brand, like shirts or...
Yeah, so it's like streetwear / like skate apparel. It's called... Okay. The brand's called Thanks.
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 Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
But without the
T-Hanks.
Yeah, T-Hanks.
Thanks.
It's just short and simple, and like simplicity sells. So I just like that on
T-shirt. Kind of like the Supreme brand.
Yeah, it's just like simple. You know, it's just one word, not too much.
So you don't have a store set up or anything like that?
No, we just have a few shirts, hoodies, like stuff like that for like me and him. And
so it's in the conceptual phases.
Yeah, it's like pretty much we just gave it to our homies. Mm. And
that's a prototype.
Yeah.
And so what's up? Are you gonna do it?
Yes. So
is this the year?
This is the year. Yeah. This is the year that everything.
Who's doing the graphics for it?
I have a friend. His name's Gordon. He also does.
I think Chauncey wants in.
Chauncey, you want in?
I will do at least one shirt.
Okay. Fuck yeah. That could be sick. I'll tell. Actually, Dallas was gonna ask. Was like, hey man, Do you think Chauncey would tattoo me? I was like, I mean, if you set up an appointment, he would.
Sure.
That's how that works.
I'm very accessible.
Fuck yeah. He's and just, you know, not free.
Chauncey knows a lot of people who make t-shirts too, local screen printers and stuff like that.
Do you know anyone who does embroidery?
I do.
Okay.
Create Pensacola.
Okay.
Casey Calvin. Mm-hmm. He's a local guy and he has his own little shop. He used to do the hats at Lids in the mall.
Okay.
And he broke off and started doing his own thing. So
hell yeah.
Yeah, he does all the hats for my business, which you can see here.
Whoa, you're a big jerk?
Oh, yes. Holy, yes, I am.
I didn't know I was meeting a celebrity today.
Oh, my gosh, I didn't know I was a celebrity. You're embarrassing me.
I'm drinking at least two of your sodas, man. They're good.
That's amazing. You know, it's funny. You said you've had two of my sodas. That's huge to me. It's so weird to meet somebody I don't know who has not been directly influenced by me and decided to buy my product. It's my favorite thing in the world. So
yeah,
thanks for supporting local. Which ones did you have?
Can't remember. Well, both times I had it, I was inebriated.
It's got to be a little bit high, way, right?
So I had one at, you know where Kraft is, Kraft Bakery?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've had one there.
I'm the delivery man, too, so I know everything. Yeah. So I go see Jordan once a week.
I love Jordan. She's a great girl.
She makes some amazing pastries.
It's ridiculous.
They got vegan stuff?
They do.
She does, yeah. Her bread is vegan, I think, most of it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But yeah, she. Plus, they make coffee. They do coffee there. That's really good.
They do. And I've always
where
noticed
is this place?
It's right by Skies. It's on the 9.
Next to Ichiban.
Yeah, next to.
Gotcha.
That's always better.
So see. You had one there hanging out, and I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
You should come see me at the store sometime.
You guys have a store?
Yeah, we just opened in January where we have a little tap room with another couple of other businesses. So
hell yeah,
come check it out. I'll let you try some more flavors. We got them on tap.
Do you have ginger ale?
Ginger beer.
Okay, so, I'm with it.
Lime juice, lemon juice, ginger juice, real spicy.
Dude, they make this ginger beer that has more ginger than normal.
Mm-hmm.
We call it fight milk around the where I come from.
Around the water cooler.
Yeah.
I sold one to
fight milk.
To John Ellis today from Voyage Real Estate.
Mm-hmm.
They buy our stuff and put it in the Airbnbs in town.
Cool.
And he came in and said, I want to do a fight milk with my lunch. I said, bro, it's not casual. That's not a casual drinking beverage. That's like if you're sick and you're trying to clean something out of your guts or if you want to make a cocktail. And he was like, nah, I want it. He loved it.
Yeah.
Ate it with his hot chicken rice bowl from Nomadics.
God,
sometimes you need a whole lot of ginger in one drink.
Yeah.
And that's when you need Big Jerk's Fight Milk.
This episode is brought to you by Big Jerk Fight Milk. Fight Milk.
Fight Milk.
Fight well, yeah, but...
comes from the fight tit.
You gotta squeeze it out. The right tit, the fight tit. You should look up Create Pensacola on Facebook, or I can introduce you to Casey. And
yeah, that would be sick, because
he loves doing local stuff. He loves working with local creators.
Yeah, they got a fuck ton of t-shirts in my trunk right now that need printing. I have me and Dallas have a few cool designs actually probably one I'm gonna get tattooed on me as well, but I wanted to get I wanted to get like see it on something first.
Sure.
So like it's like, do you guys know how we call cops pigs?
Mm-hmm. I'm familiar.
So I've heard the term.
I was gonna have like a cartoonized like pig holding a sign says we hate cops too, because I don't know if pigs like that, you know.
Oh, it's an unfair. I got that. So. I saw a thing of a cop capturing a loose pig, like a picture of a cop grabbing a loose pig, and there was something to that effect, like a cartoon bubble coming out of the pig's mouth saying something like that. It's not fair to be called for you to be called a pig.
That's sick. But yeah, that's
derogatory to pigs everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Right on. Well,
I'm very excited about
what else, Chauncey?
What else we got?
The tiny rat. I think.
You'll never find that tiny rat. Oh
my God, it's gonna drive
you. You're a collector, insane. Sorry, Ryan.
That's all right.
You're a collector. Footsie. You're a collector of tiny things.
Yeah, I love tiny things. I actually saw some tiny things out there.
He's got a whole shelf of tiny things over there.
I know. It was sick.
Yeah, my wife is a collector of tiny things as well. We have. My favorite thing over there is a tiny set of dice inside a little bitty jar, so you can shake them up and get a get a dice reading if you need one. Nice.
That's cool.
It is cool.
I do appreciate intricacy, and tiny things are often, especially tiny things that are specifically very detailed.
Have you guys seen the Instagram pages for like the tiny food?
The guy who makes the tiny food for his hamster?
It's for his hamster?
Dude, there's one where this guy literally makes tiny food and then serves it in a tiny kitchen to his tiny hamster. Yeah. The little hamster eats the shit.
Yeah,
it's
makes
awesome.
A little burrito for his tiny hamster.
Oh, my God.
And his
God.
Tiny hamster picks it up with his tiny hands and eats the tiny burrito with its tiny mouth.
That is so sick.
What is our obsession with the minute, I wonder?
No.
It's just fucking cute, man.
It is. Maybe that's it. Maybe it can just be that simple. It's just fucking
cute. I think
we're
tiny creatures. You know, like...
Fair, yeah.
Think about the fact that if we didn't mow our grass, we'd just be lost.
Mm-hmm.
In it, you know? Like, this world would overclaim us so fast.
There was a show when I was in high school that... Like a special on Fox or something that aired that was... Earth After Humans was what it's called or something like that. And it was basically like, this is what would happen and how long it would take. And every sign of human life, steel, iron, you know, plastic, all those things would be gone in 10 to 20,000 years or something like that. Except for radioactive materials would last far longer than that. But either way, it's and especially cosmically thinking about our size in relation to this expansive universe that we live in. We are specks.
Are you guys aware of the wall of water?
The wall of water?
Have you heard that the North Pole is not where it's supposed to be?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, the North Pole is like moving
like
down the earth rapidly. It's like somewhere in Russia now.
Really?
I'm serious. Yeah. And so when the North Pole gets to 20 degrees off of kilter, supposedly, the poles will flip.
I've heard about the poles flipping. I didn't know that it was is the North Pole supposed to be an island of ice? Is that why it's moving? How is it moving?
The magnetic polarity that is the North Pole is not where it's supposed to be.
Oh, you're not talking about a physical place. You're talking about
talking
the North
about
Pole
the,
magnet.
The magnetic. Core of the Earth.
Right, I've heard about the flip, yeah.
And how the poles are different. So they don't really know what's going to happen when the core flips. Maybe all the volcanoes will blow up at the same time. Maybe a tsunami wipes out everything on the earth.
There were earthquakes at Yellowstone last week. 2020's already got plagues.
What y'all know about the wall of water?
So why is it called the wall of water? Is that what's going to happen?
That's
expecting
a giant tsunami.
Giant tsunami.
Just a wall of water coming right at us, and all the oceans slosh over us.
That's a movie. There's a movie about that happening in Norway that came out a few years ago, called. I don't remember. Maybe the wall. Might be called the wall. But basically, there's a landslide in one of those fjords that causes a 250-foot tall. Fjord.
Oh, landslide in a fjord.
You're listening to Fjord Talk.
You're listening to the Fjord Talk. We're talking about the Fjord F-150.
Do you guys have trucks? I actually helped my girlfriend move in with me like a week ago. And I was driving a truck, and it's just... I hate trucks, like, on the road.
Yeah.
But if I'm driving one, I'm like, yeah, this thing's pretty useful.
Bow beneath me.
Yeah, I have a... Yeah. I have a... Ram ProMaster van for the business, and that's my daily driver anyway. But yeah, I sit up higher, then I can see more.
Yeah.
But it still drives like a minivan, so I like it. I like it, and I can fit a ton in this.
Oh, you don't get pulled over,
and I don't get pulled over. That's the other thing. I can drive faster than I used to and not get pulled over because I'm in a work van. I think being in like a branded truck, like as a delivery person, cops know that you're just working and they don't fuck with you or something. I don't know, but I feel like I've driven by some cops going 75 when it was a 60 and not gotten stopped. Oop. So
good shit.
They're not looking for me. They're looking for people who are black while
you
driving.
You don't have the qualification for the police to hassle you, sir.
I am privileged. I will admit it.
Yeah.
You guys, I can't find it. I'm very upset.
That's okay, buddy.
You can, if you want to find it tonight and text me a link to it, okay. I'll put it up with the episode and we can all enjoy it.
We'll put it on Twitter.
Yeah, we'll link to your stuff, but let's do do some plugs. Yeah, at Podsicola on Twitter. Tell us all the places to find you and what's going on with you that you want to share with the public. All
right, so I'm dropping a song this week. It's going to be on SoundCloud first. It's Lil Root. It's called Swish. I think I'm going to add a few more things to it to tweak it out.
That's R-U-U-T.
R-U-U-T, yes.
Lil Root.
That's me. Short for Lil Rutabaga.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever eaten a rutabaga.
Me either, but my grandma loves them, and I love my grandma. So.
I like that. Sticking to your rutabagas.
Got to.
So find you at Lil Root on SoundCloud. Yeah. You do anything on any of the other social things that
absolutely,
you want to plug?
Yeah. I'm addicted to my phone, unfortunately. I'm on Twitter, at Muhammad Skates, M-U-H-A-M-M-A-T.
Oh, yeah, you're a skater. We didn't even talk about that. Skate. You're good at skating.
Let's open it back up. We'll do the plugs later.
I'd say I used to be better. I got hurt, and now I'm scared to do most things. Damn. So I just do what I'm comfortable with now.
I heard he fell off.
Yeah, true. That's me.
But how'd you hurt yourself?
I was trying to impress a girl.
Yeah, that's always how it happens.
I was in
sucker.
What a simp, right? I was in my backyard skating. I built a half pipe.
Oh, nice.
And I was doing pretty good. And I told her to watch this. And every time I tell someone to
never say hold my beer or watch this.
Hey, watch me.
And then I was doing a really easy trick that I can do pretty much all the time now. I popped up. I slipped. I hit my head on the metal coping. I opened my eyes, only saw purple, got scared, so I closed them. Just laid there. Just
wait for vision to get back. Yeah.
Just laid there. I was like, okay, I can see again. Just kept on skating. Went out drinking that night.
Oh, drinking and concussions are ill-advised, my friend.
Went to work that next day, passed out at my desk, woke up in a hospital. I don't remember 2019.
Dang.
When was that? How long was that? That you don't remember?
I think it was the end of 2018. Yeah, it was the end of 2018 through, like, I was out of work from, like, it was just 2019, yeah, so it just happened. So I was out of work from the 21st through, like, I think November.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you have some memories in there? Or?
Yes, okay. Some, but not like
things are foggy. Were absolutely. You in the hospital the whole time?
No.
Self-care at home?
Yeah.
Because we don't have insurance, right?
Oh, I have insurance.
Oh, you lucky son of a bitch.
Yeah, my mom. Is,
oh, you're still at that wonderful still, young still age there. Where you can still 25. Be on mom's insurance, yeah, man. Yeah. I remember when my wife had to go off her parents' insurance.
Thanks, Mom.
That's right.
She has great insurance. So I was hanging out.
You're about to enter a whole new phase of life when this thing ends.
Bro, you're old just enough now. To rent a car by yourself now.
Yeah.
But you don't get insurance anymore. And and everybody stops caring about you.
Yeah.
Welcome. Welcome to 25.
I haven't had birthday cards since, like, I think 19.
Oof.
And they stopped sending them.
I never cared about birthday cards. It wasn't.
I cared one time, and it was the worst thing I ever did.
Reddit did not like you caring about birthday cards.
The first year that I never got a birthday card was the first year after my grandmother had died.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like 40.
Yeah.
So, or it was 39.
Yeah,
I
you
think.
Were a few years ago.
So it was. So I was just, like, a little bummed about it. Like, I didn't get a birthday card for the first time. And I posted something about it on Facebook, and somebody put it on Reddit.
Oh, man.
You posted it on Reddit.
No. Oh, somebody, like, saw my post and put it on Reddit. So I was just, people just made fun of me because somebody was like, I thought you said you didn't want any birthday cards this year. And I was like, I was just saying I was skipping my 39th birthday because I'm, like, don't like odd numbers. I was just going to wait for the even number, but my grandmother died, so I'm like...
Needed a little
it's
something.
It's actually like about missing my grandmother. Yeah. I didn't mean to like be like, hey, I need birthday cards to survive. So then when I turned 40, my wife and everybody gave me birthday cards out of my ass, so I had 50 of them.
Wasn't that the year that... Wait, what year was it when you requested everybody do a drawing for your birthday?
38.
38? I enjoyed that one. I was out on the road for the 100 Years Tour trip.
That was fun.
And... I don't draw at all, but I sat down with some chalk pencils and
I got a whole folder of them.
I was going to say, I hope to get to see mine again someday. I don't remember what it looked like.
I need to release them again.
Yeah.
I should just slowly start changing my profile picture to those pictures.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Just
I'm
go
jealous.
Through the list of like them.
That, yeah. Maybe I'll get people to do that for my 40th.
You should.
Got it's a couple really years fun. Left.
It's you just what you have to do is write out a message that says, "Hey, thanks. But this year I'm asking people to draw a picture of me for my birthday if you don't mind."
Yeah. You have to be really polite about it, yeah. Or Reddit will rape you.
Yeah. Oh, you got to be really polite about it. But what I'm saying is that so many people are going to tell you happy birthday, and if you send them that message every time, just like, "Hey, thanks. I'm actually asking people to draw a picture of me when you get a second." So,
oh, like the Facebook automatic, you see it's somebody's birthday and you say happy birthday to them.
Yeah, yeah. Whenever people tell me happy birthday that year, I just shot that message at them like, "Thanks a lot. Will you draw a picture of me?"
I like it.
Yeah. And I got a bunch of them back.
Very cool.
Are they good?
Some of them are amazing.
Hell yeah.
Like it would blow your mind, but some
and
of
then there's some like mine.
Some of them not so much.
Yeah. I was not blessed with that talent, or I didn't work hard at it. Maybe was a better way to say it.
I stopped drawing after, I think, my little sister. She's very mean. My little sister told me that I can't draw hands. I was like,
whoa. Ooh, a devastating review.
Yeah, no one can draw hands. It's a hard thing to do.
Not at first.
So. The key is to do the forefinger hands, right? Like that's the easy way to get started.
Well,
that fifth finger always messes it up. Yeah.
I just think you have to be honest with what the hand's doing, you know, and draw what you see.
That's deep.
Yeah.
Yep. You should bring back drawing and draw your mushroom trip hands.
Oh my, yo, I just feel like when mushroom trip hands, you're just like, yo, they're just here.
Yeah.
Like, why do I need? They're just there.
I just remember laughing loudly, yes, and saying, "Whose hands are these?" over and over again. My friends were like, "Listen, we know it's your first time, but shut up. Let's go sit in the corner and stare at the wallpaper and be quiet."
They're mean, man. I would have been like, "Yeah, those are great hands."
It's, man, I love them so much. They're mine, but they're not.
My stupid 100 hot dog fingers.
I love it. Okay, so we're going to check you out on SoundCloud.
Check me out on SoundCloud, Instagram, Muhammad Skates, Twitter, Muhammad Skates. I don't use Facebook.
You're probably better off.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about making mine just whatever and leaving it alone for a while.
You and I will have a conversation that because the only reason I'm on Facebook right now, or one of the only reasons, yeah, is because you told me I wasn't allowed to
go
off.
keep it as an archive, but then otherwise just let it go.
I don't think I can ignore it without... If I had to deactivate at least, where I know there's a consequence for logging back in, like reactivating, so I don't know.
Maybe just delete your app.
I tried that, and it lasted like 30 minutes before I was logging in. I'm saying it out loud, and I sound like an addict. So I'm gonna have to do something about it. If
Facebook head,
if Big Jerk goes dark in the next couple of days, you'll know why.
Facebook head.
Yeah, I'm like that with Twitter. I can't. I tried to do Reddit, and they're very mean. So I left.
I like them. I like Reddit. They are mean, but I still like it over there.
It's like, geez, man.
It's the only
question.
Place I've ever had a viral video.
That's my really? People. Mm-hmm.
I had a video of some folks that it was like a torrential downpour in the middle of a summer day at the Palafox Market.
Mm-hmm.
And it was sunny, and then it's Florida, so it's cloudy like 15 minutes later. But
yeah,
this lady left the top open on her like $70,000 Audi sitting on the side of the road,
yeah,
and so it starts pouring rain, filling up this car, and so like a bunch of the vendors grab a spare tent and put it over the car to like try to shield it. But that time there was like 6 inches of water still,
yeah,
there anyway. But I took a video of it happening, put it online, and then I had like companies contact, "We'd like to license your video. Did you take the video?" I was like, okay.
Fuck yeah.
I got a little bit of.
Get this man some clout.
Human goodness out there. Yeah, I got my fake internet points, and I feel good about
shit,
it.
Man.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, it was good to have you.
Great to be here. Thank you. Yeah. Sick. Sorry I was late.
I can't wait to hear what you're doing for this next song. I'm gonna have to subscribe on your SoundCloud.
It really is. It's also going to be on Apple Music, Spotify, nice, YouTube, everything like that. It's on every platform. I just put it on SoundCloud first because... you can hear it that same day, and that's what,
sure,
I like about SoundCloud. Like, people will shit on, like, "Oh, it's on SoundCloud." I was like, "Yeah, bitch, it's on SoundCloud." Like,
there's a lot of people doing cool stuff on SoundCloud.
Yeah, absolutely.
The podcast is
hosted by SoundCloud. We started on SoundCloud, yeah, but then we have RSS feeds that push it out to everywhere.
Which
else.
I'm sure, mm-hmm, what you're going to do with your stuff, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. But SoundCloud's the shit. I fuck with it, because sometimes you just want it out that day.
Yeah, man.
You don't want to wait the 3 to 4
You can make an album when you're older. Right now, just drop all those tracks as soon as you have them so we can hear them.
Yeah, there's actually, I'm working on something pretty soon. It's going to be my first EP. It's probably about 4 or 5 songs. It's like all like short, like just like high energy songs. Like all like no longer than 2 minutes. It's like some quick.
I like it.
Yeah, just to so people can have a...
Popping off.
Yeah.
Yeah, right on, man. All right.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Thanks for coming, man.
Thanks for coming. And thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Check us out.
Gopher Bides.
Potsicola at gmail.com, at Potsicola on Twitter and Instagram. Or no, not Instagram. I always say that. But Facebook.
We have a Facebook that we don't use.
Come find us and be disappointed. Bye now.